What's up, everybody? Welcome to the nail shop. This is Cassandra, and I got some funny stuff to tell and share with y'all. It is Monday, August the 15th. My birthday's on Friday. I'm excited about that. This isn't gonna get posted anytime soon. This is why I'm trying to tell you guys this stuff. Like, just so you can have a understanding of what's going on, like a little bit of background. Because I made a podcast about how me and Jonathan had like all of this last minute stuff that we have to do and all the business crap that I have to do and so on and so forth, right? Release the book and all of this stuff, right? So just to kind of give you an idea where I'm at. So I released the book, but I have to promote my book, right? But not only that, Cassandra's No Creation still has to do its thing. I still have to create content for the podcast. Like, y'all know I'm busy. But I learned a long time ago when it comes down to being self-employed that people don't understand it, nor do they take it seriously. They just think, oh, you just at home all goddamn day, you ain't doing shit. You know? And with my book, I've been making sure that if I'm putting some tips out there, this is what you should do, or these are things to enhance certain things in your life, I need to live by them. So before I start, well, once I started writing it, and then even up till now, that's what I've been trying to focus in on. Like, I'm gonna practice what I'm preaching. And when I tell you, it's so funny because I'm practicing what I'm preaching within my book, I can see certain people who I've allowed to still be in my life be able to try to do things, and it's not on purpose. It's just who they are. They don't realize that they're doing it, you know? Like, try to bring gossip into me, or try to put my endeavors, like, minimize them, like they're less than something else, you know? And before, that kind of stuff would, like, it would get me in my feelings. It would make me feel some type of way. But now when it happens, this shit makes me laugh. Like, because I can see it coming from like a mile the fucking way. And I'm trying to learn not to avoid people when they're doing things that I don't care for, because I have that shit bad. So it's just really funny, but it's also very enlightening to be able to see that I'm not letting other people use their negative power to influence my positive state of mind and walking and feeling. Because I have a lot of shit going on today, right? I told you guys I'm on this I'm playing housewife while I'm not playing fucking housewife while I'm building, really building this fucking empire. And me and Jonathan made an agreement, you know, that he was gonna take care of the financial, like, grunt of everything, or a majority of things, so I ain't gotta worry about it. But I still have to worry about us eating and how we eat and house getting clean and shit getting done, you know? So on top of that, I still have to make room for networking. I have a fucking networking event that I have to go to tonight. A personal one, like an in-person one. I have emails that I have to get done. I've been up since 5, and I still haven't really taken care of the stuff. It's not that I'm behind. I'm just not on the schedule that I really would want to be. But I got a lot of shit going on, but I'm not, you know, it's not doing anything to me negatively. But to have had that phone call. And the only reason why I took it, I felt it because I hadn't talked to this one family member. It's been a few, it's not even a few weeks, maybe a week, but since they haven't been able to catch me and give me that gossip and spew that negativity on me, they've been a little bit more consistent with the phone calls. But I'm on every time they call, I'm like, I'm on some busy shit because I am. Like before, it would be like, oh, I'll make time for you. I'll talk to you, even though I'm in the middle of some shit. But now it's like, I could tell that they could tell, like they like, okay, I know you're busy, but you ain't that damn busy. But nah, fuck that. Yes, I Like in the, like I said, in the past, I would downplay my shit, minimize my shit because they would. Like, no, fuck that. I got shit I gotta do. You know? I haven't even fucking checked my really checked my crypto and my stocks and shit. Like I'm out here trying to make my own money in my own way, in my own build my own fortress, you know? And the moment I was not giving this one family member like the attention that they needed, you know what I'm saying? So they could be able, because they could tell I'm not paying attention to be able to go back and forth with their gossip, you know? It was, oh, okay, I'll call you back. I'll talk to you later. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we first got on the phone, it was a dang. You ain't been talking to me like, you know, making it seem like it's urgent, like it's a oh, we need to sit down and talk about this type shit, you know? And it's like, okay, yeah, I hear you, but I'm not really giving you the oohs and the ahs and the for reals. It's just like, oh, okay, now this is what I'm doing. This is what I got going on. Like, you telling me what's going on in your life, no problem. Okay, sorry to hear that. But I'm not giving you what you want. I'm not feeding into your bullshit. So because I ain't feeding into your bullshit, ooh, that phone call was a shout, shout. A shout, shout. I think the voicemail they left me was fucking longer than the fucking phone call. Oh man, but I can't keep letting people try to think that they have some type of power over how they feel about what I got going on. I don't give a fuck if you don't think I'm busy. Shit, you write a book, you do a podcast, you run an online fucking business, you try to reach out to the fucking community and uplift and try to give them empowerment. You know what I'm saying? On top of cooking and cleaning and making sure that your fucking household is okay. And don't forget, y'all, I'm still trying to make my baby. Me and this man still trying to make the baby on top of all of the fucking social events that we have to go to maintain our networking and shit like that. Like, really? I ain't got time for nobody and ABS. Like, I low key had to fucking, cause we had, me and my husband haven't had a date in so long, and I was so excited to have been out, even though it was a business event. I in my head, I didn't tell him because that's how I mess around and that'd be my life. But in my head, I was like, "Oh shit, this date night." Then come in to the wee hours of the morning. We ain't did that in a minute, drinking. But the next fucking day, I was like, "Oh man." Not that I regretted it, I had fun, but I didn't do my shit, my prep work that I usually do for Sunday to get ready for Monday and the rest of the week. So now I'm a little bit behind. You know, I gotta take care of that shit. And to hear someone say, oh no, you ain't making no money, you ain't doing that, you ain't working, you ain't like, that was hilarious. It's funny to me. So I was like, let me share this with the viewers, the podcasters. It takes a lot of energy to maintain this fucking type of like ambition and happiness. When I go to the fucking stores or I'm out in public with people, want to give them the best experience of me that they can fucking get. Because anytime you encounter people, you're going to get an experience. Whether it's going to be an impressionable experience, a good experience, a bad experience. And those can be impressionable, can be good or bad. Or no fucking appearance at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, fuck that. When people see my presence, I want them to be like, damn, I hope I get to serve her because she's so fucking pleasant. So when I'm out here, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Is positivity. I want to be able to make sure that my aura, my vibes is spewing out, throwing up positivity on people. I take fucking energy. Happiness. Like, just to be able to keep the mindset of, I'm not trying to fuck somebody else's day up. I don't know what they've gone through. Yes, I'm tired. Yes, I'm hungry. Yes, I got shit to do. But you know what? While these few minutes, few seconds while I'm in your presence, I'm going to make sure you get the best of fucking me. Don't even know these people, strangers and shit. But I got family members trying to make, and because your family members know how you are. They know what makes you tick. They know, you know what I'm saying? And this family member, they know. I told them, hey, I had a book that fucking came out, baby, because they don't understand what the fucking entails to self-publish and write a fucking book. You gotta self-market it too. My father came at me with a fucking business idea that I have to fucking get going. Only reason why I haven't started on it is because I'm waiting on measurements. But your girl be fucking busy. Your girl be busy. On these damn Clubhouse apps and shit, talking to people. Needless to say, I have a teenager who doesn't do his fucking part, but no teacher does. Teenager does their damn part. So I gotta pick up his fucking slack. Mind you, that last podcast that I had did, I told y'all my hair was not on fleek. I had to get my hair done. My birthday's on Friday. My hair is not my birthday hair. I hate getting my hair done. But the hairstyle that I just fucking got, just so we can be able to go, I can look presentable to go to this networking thing. That hairstyle is all getting messed up. So I gotta go and get my fucking hair done tomorrow, and I don't want to. Just so that could be the hairstyle that lasts a while. Black girls, if you out there, you know what I'm talking about. I'm all natural. Only thing I put in my hair is fucking protective hairstyles. I don't even put a blow dryer heat in my hair. I have no, like, heat in my hair. There's nothing. So when I tell you it's a lot of work to get this shit taken care of and done, it is. But it's funny. That's why I got certain boundaries up. And I'm applying them. And it's funny because some people think boundaries means like avoiding or like you don't deal with. Mm-mm. Boundaries, putting up a boundary just means when certain behaviors are done from certain individuals, like family members, that is like, because you can't write off your family. You can't get rid of your fucking family. Your family is your fucking family is your family. But what boundaries do, when there's certain behaviors getting ready to happen that you know is going to make you feel not good, you got to learn how to cut that shit off. Cluck, 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 snip, snip, cluck. Like, watch this. Like on some Usher, watch this. Cut that shit off. Snip, snip, cut, tuck. Before they even get to messing with, change the subject. You know what I'm saying? Transition. That's what the borders mean. Think of it as like a road, and they doing construction, and you can usually go down this damn road, but because somebody is making you feel uneasy, like the road is getting a little bumpy, you fucking put up some Some yellow sign. Okay, let's stop. Let's change it. Let's switch this over. They talking about fucking your job or something. And you don't like that shit, girl. Who doing Thanksgiving dinner this year? We ain't talked about that. It's all fucking August and shit. You see, just change the same subject. Oh, did you see that new movie? Girl, I forgot to tell you. Ray Ray and them is coming out here on vacation. Like, you just switch it and you don't have like a you don't you just keep your whole little tone. And then if they try to bring it back, you know what? I really don't have nothing to say on now. Even if you do. Or I don't want to talk about that. I don't feel like talking about that. I don't like the way that shit make me feel. They still go at it. You know what? Damn, I forgot. I had a dentist appointment. Let me go in. Yeah, I know you fucking lying. Oh well, they fucking with you. Boundaries. Cut that off. Protect your peace. Protect your fucking happiness by any means necessary. Because if you don't, people will come up in that bad boy and snatch it. Like on some damn Door to Explore. Swipey, no swipey. You're not about to swipe up on how the fuck I'm feeling, trying to downplay my shit. No. And I can be on anything that you got going on. You just got you a new car. It's used, but it's new to you. And then here come fucking Shaniqua ass. Oh, girl, I thought you said you got a new car. This is a 2012. Bitch. Did you just downplay my fucking accomplishment? Yeah, but it's new to me. I just got it. I ain't had this car before. This one right here, this one is new. I ain't had this one before. It's new to me. Shit. Fuck the year. To hell with that year. The year ain't shit. It's some new shit. It's mine. I pay cash for it. Or I didn't have to have no deposit, no down payment for it. But don't be, No. Ooh, I just got my first apartment. Ooh, this little, but it's my little. Matter of fact, I'm gonna help you out. I ain't even gonna invite you over here no more because my shit little and I don't want you to get claustrophobic. You know what I'm saying? So I got to look out for you because you obviously can't look out for yourself because you putting yourself in places that, hey, that you can just spew out negativity. You gotta know how to cut that shit off. And then once you really like start seeing who the freak is out here, put a little salt in your Kool-Aid. Like, bitch, this is sugar only. We don't want Gatorade. We want Kool-Aid. That's the only shit that look like juice, but it's salty as fuck. No, we don't want Gatorade. That's why they call it Haterade. Putting salt in your shit. Don't nobody want that. We want Powerade. We want some shit that's gonna hydrate you and be good. Huh? Hilarious. But oh my goodness, it's so funny. I can't wait. I heard from you, been avoiding me. Low key a little bit, because I know you about to be on some bullshit. I know you are. Because I ain't fucking around with the relative that is giving you the bullshit that I know is giving you. I won't even fucking entertain it. I act like the shit didn't even happen. And it happened to me. Look, I was the victim. And the antagonist was the one is the one going around fucking playing victim. Oh, she's not talking to me. And I'm so on my fuck this, and I'm about to be on my boundary shit. Boundaries, applying boundaries, setting them, standing to them, my own beliefs and shit and values that I'm the fucking victim, and I won't even tell my story. Psh, fuck it, I don't give a damn. Because what's the point? I know what's going to happen. If I know what, if there's not going to be a resolution to the problem, fuck it. I don't sign up for mathematical equations that have no resolutions. Like, if it's no way you can be able to fucking get that shit figure it out and 2 + 2 equal 4. Nah, it's not for me. I still love you. But I'm all about resolutions. How can we make a situation better? Not how can we keep making it go on and you putting in your insight of what you think you should have did, and this is how I would have did it, and you should, because that's your family and blood, and blah, to hell with all of that. Mm-mm. I ain't doing. Fuck that. I started watching this show on Hulu. It's not a show, it's a documentary. Documentary on Hulu. It's called The Children of the Underground. Is that what it's called? Let me make sure I'm getting that shit right. Hold up. I believe it's called The Children of the Underground, or is it called The Underground Children? Hold on. I just want to make sure I'm getting it right, because it's a good-ass fucking documentary. It's sad as fuck, but it's a good-ass documentary. I haven't even fucking gotten to the second episode, because it's very, hold on, I'm about to get it for y'all. Yep, Children of the Underground. Okay. It's on Hulu. I think it's an FX, like, original. And basically, it's talking about some shit that okay, it's been happening, but they're talking about, like, I guess the pivotal point of it happening, but trying to get some justice behind it, right? So, it comes down to these women who are married to these men who are raping and molesting their own kid, their own children. And right now, but it's the documentary is just because it's based in like the late 70s, early 80s, being between the 70s and the 80s, right? And there's one person who really helped a lot of women and their children from having the system putting, like, the victims, the children victims, being placed with their fucking aggressors, right? They're predators. So, in this one case, a mom marries this fucking guy real young, has a baby, realizes that he's a little fucking off, they get divorced. But she still wants to make sure that her daughter is with the son, is with the father, and gets to spend time. So while they're doing the joint custody, one day the daughter comes home, fucking daughter's like 2 years old, and she's like, "Mommy, it hurts down there," because she was giving her a bath, and fucking come to find out, her father, the little 2 year old's daddy, was cutting the inside of her fucking leg, like next to the vagina type part, right? So she takes to the hospital, and come to find out, when they're doing the goddamn evaluation or whatever, she's being molested. They find abuse that she's being molested. So the mother of the child takes her fucking daughter to the police to get a police report, and long story short, they wound up calling the mom crazy, put that bitch in a fucking institution while the daughter, the fucking baby daughter, was being raped by her own father to the point that he gave his fucking daughter gonorrhea. His under 5 year old fucking daughter. It doesn't matter what the fuck the age is. Doesn't matter what the age is. His own flesh and fucking blood. This is a documentary on Hulu, like I said. I ain't even fucking been able to get past the first episode. And he gave his fucking daughter gonorrhea. And the courts, the judges, said, even though the fucking mom had all of this evidence that this little ass girl had a fucking venereal disease as a toddler, they still was like, oh no, we gonna let him be able to be with his child because you can be lying and shit. Like, so I say all of that to say, you can have your own fucking flesh and blood be the one screwing you and making it seem like, no, psh, I'm gonna fuck you. This shit is normal, but on some, we not gonna talk about this shit. Because he wouldn't admit that he was doing it. But where else was the fucking little girl getting the goddamn gonorrhea from? Like, you talking about bullshit. And it's like, damn, your own people? Your own people, y'all? Your own fucking people. Like, and this shit was from the, I wasn't even alive when this shit was happening. Oh, national fucking television. It's not, well, it wasn't playing out on national television. It's not like they had a fucking recording of the dad doing something nasty to the girl. No. But these moms were going to the Montel Williams show, were going to fucking Sally Jesse Raphael, and was like going to fucking Barbara Streisand. And like, we're talking about like big fucking people. When it comes down to media back then and news and journalism, like people that people really fucking took seriously, and the FBI and fucking judges and local police authorities and shit like that was going after the mama for protecting her child, running away with her child. So the fucking baby wouldn't get raped and molested by her own fucking father. Daddies is doing this today. Oh, I'm not saying every fucking daddy, okay? I'm not. All I'm trying to say is that if it can fucking happen, like little bullshit like that, that's not bullshit, that's big shit. But the bullshit that I'm talking about is like people trying to bring you that negativity and shit like that and trying to bring you down. You can't think that that's not happening if you got people going out here molesting and raping their own fucking kid. So you got to protect yourself. You really have to protect yourself. This one from fucking, I gotta tell you something funny to sad. I'm all eaten. I'm ready to wrap it up. I don't think I should end it like that, y'all. What the fuck? I didn't mean to do y'all like that. But I was just trying to kind of just get you guys to understand that you don't know what other people's intentions are when it comes down to trying to hurt you. You know, they may not think and they think they hurting you. They may just be whatever. It's this is just how we get down. But you gotta protect yourself out here. Let's talk about something a little bit brighter. I'm almost done with the workbook that is going out with my ebook. The workbook is going to be an actual physical copy along with a digital copy. So I'm looking forward to that getting done. I'm not letting it stress me out because I told myself that I wanted this journey to be a journey of like my own therapy. So anytime I start feeling too overwhelmed with that, I stop. But I had to sit down with myself this week and really find out how I'm going, because I wanted it to be released by the 19th, but with all of that, this backup stuff happening that I didn't account for, I'm pushing the date back. I haven't even, you guys are the first people to really know about the workbook. I haven't said anything like social media wise, just on a podcast. So I think that's dope that you guys get like the first little insights of my book writing and journey and stuff like that. So the workbook is going to be so you can actually do the work that's needed to keep your self-worth going, keeping it enhanced, keeping that either keeping the state of mind going or starting that state of mind, you know? Because it's not like you necessarily have to read the book in order to have the workbook. But the workbook is what really is the most important thing, is the workbook. Because without putting in the work, it really doesn't make any sense. You're just reading just to read, you know? And there's nothing wrong with reading just to read. But if you really want it to be useful to you, and if you really want to see changes, you got to do the work. So that's where the workbook comes into play. So that's positive. That makes me feel good. Snap. It's about time. Okay, y'all, I got some business coming in. I think that was more of a positive outlook than what I gave you guys when I was trying to originally end it. So, as I like to say before I let you leave me, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yas.